Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Regent International Chess Club here in New York. A very important day indeed in the annals of chess history, being as it is the day of the grand final contest between the holder of the title from the Soviet Union, Alexander Dimitrov, and his American opponent, Quentin Baxter. Now, the contest is due to commence in just a few moments, and of course...
Things are really humming here, Lee. Not a seat left.
Well, you just keep your eyes on the match when it starts, Johnny. I don't want to miss a move.
You reckon it'll be a close thing, huh?
Well, not really. My money's on Dimitrov. But with chess, who knows?
And now, in a few seconds, the grand final chess contest will be underway. When you hear the bell, there will, of course, be absolute silence.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Gambit.
Ah,
Sam,
baby.
Well, 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 look who's here. The two little boys who played hooky today.
What are you complaining about, Sam? We take an afternoon off, which means you catch up with your manicure.
I might have known I can't put anything over on you, Lee.
Oh, nothing particularly clever about that. I can smell that potent nail varnish myself.
Johnny. Anything come up this afternoon, Sam?
Only confirmation of departure time tomorrow. You take off from Sutton Camp Military Airfield at 9:17 a.m., Kate Kennedy, direct, no stops.
Well, it's certain camp, eh? All the top brass.
Yeah, but that's only to be expected in view of the nature of the mission.
So, who won?
She means the chess league.
What else?
Nobody won.
Uh-huh. Nobody won.
So, now you know.
Yep. Coffee, anyone? Okay, you found me out. I never did graduate beyond checkers. Somehow I felt I never needed to.
Well, what it means, Sam, is when nobody wins, the match cannot progress beyond a situation known as a stalemate. Neither contestant can move decisively to a definite conclusion.
I see. So what happened?
They fixed a return match 2 weeks from today.
Well, that's nice.
You know, Johnny, I still can't figure that move.
Yeah, which move was that?
Well, you remember. The one that brought on the stalemate.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I must admit I was wondering about that, too. It seemed kind of screwy to me.
I mean, Baxter had Dimitrov in a very defensive position at that stage. In fact, if he'd pressed home his advantage with his castle-queen combination, I think Dimitrov would have folded in about 3 moves.
Yeah, but he didn't, so there it is.
Now, if I remember correctly, the sequence of moves was something like this. You say something, Sam?
No. It's just that if you don't need me for anything right now, I'll just go and finish filing these reports.
Yeah, sure. That'll be great.
Yeah, looks like a girl's got to be boned up on her chance if she wants to get anywhere these days.
Dangs. The fatal move sequence Baxter made, as I recall, was bishop to bishop's 4, knight to queen's 5, and finally pawn to, what was it?
Pawn to castle 3.
That's it, yeah. Bishop to bishop's 4, knight to queen's 5, pawn to castle's... No, I don't get it.
Anyway, Baxter will have another chance in 2 weeks.
Sam said 9:17, didn't she? We leave for Cape Kennedy at 9:17 tomorrow morning, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be here at 8. Arrange for a car to take us out to the field.
Okay. Boy, I'm sure looking forward to the fight.
Johnny, I think I ought to tell you that they don't have air hostesses on military flights.
Now he tells me.
Oh.
This is kind of comfortable. Any chance of some food on the trip?
Didn't you eat breakfast?
Well, yeah, but that was 2 hours ago.
I can hear Colonel Madison talking back there.
Huh? Who's he?
Well, he's the G2 officer, military intelligence and security. Should be coming over to give us a briefing in a moment.
Yeah, what do we know about this project so far?
Not much. The only thing... Here he comes now.
Why, hello there, Lee. Good to have you with us. I heard we'd have the pleasure of your company as FBI representative.
Morning, Joe. Nice to hear your voice again. Have you met Johnny Bridges?
How do you do, Colonel?
Mr. Bridges? Yeah. Well, gentlemen, we've got a while yet before we make Cape Kennedy, so I'll just fill you in on a few details about this exercise. How much do you know?
Treat us as beginners, Joe.
Oh, okay. In a few hours, we're about to witness a rocket launching. To all intents and purposes, a routine operation. But this rocket is different.
In what way, Colonel?
Well, 3 boffins at Cape Kennedy have developed a completely new method of controlling the rocket in space by coherent beams.
Oh, you mean the frequency is set beforehand and the rocket is controlled within a certain range, give or take a cycle either way?
Correction. Give or take 0.005 of a cycle either way.
Gee, that's no tolerance at all.
I know. But unless it's that tight, it doesn't mean a great deal to us.
I get it. Jamming?
Exactly.
Russians?
Anyone who benefits by lousing up the works. With their modern jamming devices, they can scan the board. If our tolerance is wide, then they've got the whole of the Grand Canyon to choose from, and they need only be roughly accurate. But with 0.005 of a cycle, the oscillating scanner will simply glide over us. Perhaps it'll interfere, but it'll be negligible.
Unless they get wind of the actual frequency figure.
Well, not much chance of that, Lee. There's only the 3 scientists who developed the system know that, plus top brass, but real top brass, and, of course, myself. And I'll tell you something else. You two aren't going to know either.
Yeah, nice to know you trusted.
It's not that, Johnny. It's just that it isn't necessary for you to know. And if it isn't necessary, what's the point in taking chances?
Yeah, I quite agree, Joe.
Oh, well, it won't be long before a touchdown. We'll liaise in the control room at Kennedy. See you, boys.
Sure, Joe.
A swell canteen they have here, Lee. Ham and eggs sure prepare a guy to watch a rocket launching.
I might have guessed that's where you've been for the past 20 minutes.
When's the balloon due to go up?
Well, any minute now. Everything seems okay.
Smooth, huh?
Yeah, I think this is...
Attention, please. Attention. Countdown will begin in precisely 10 seconds from now.
Boy, that sure is a sleek job. I can see everything perfectly from here, Lee.
5 seconds. Countdown begins now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
To go through an experience like that again, including that meeting I just had with General Downing. Boy, the old man's out for blood. Probably mine.
Yes, it was a horrible sight seeing that beautiful machine just turn into a heap of scrap metal.
Most expensive heap of scrap metal you ever saw.
So if the tolerance of the radio frequency was so tight, as you explained earlier, Joe, then it must have been a breach of security, no less.
Now, that's about the size of it, Lee. They couldn't have got hold of the right frequency by mere chance. by just blanketing the wave band. Somehow the exact figure leaked out.
So they jammed it and put the kibosh on the whole operation.
Yeah, but who?
Well, Russians or Chinese. That doesn't matter. What is important is that we're responsible for establishing how the information got to them.
We've got to find out fast.
Oh, what's the hurry, Colonel?
Well, the next launching, what was to have been the second phase, is fixed for 2 weeks from today.
Mm. Yeah, it must have been the Russians. Only they would have the sophisticated kind of devices to affect the precision jamming involved.
So, where do we go from here?
Well, obviously somebody's been talking out of school.
Joe, you told us in the plane that you couldn't give us the exact cycle figures. I agreed with you then. Now it's something else again.
Well, now, look, Lee, I...
Look, Joe, if I'm going to get anywhere near helping you, I must know every detail.
Okay. There's no point in withholding it any longer, I guess. The actual figure was 45.3 gigacycles.
So the commies must have jammed on exactly that beam?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Slightest deviation would have had no effect on our control of the rocket.
45.3. Hmm. I presume you have a list of all personnel who had access to that information?
Yeah, I do. It's right here.
Hmm. How many names?
There's 11, including myself.
Comprising senior military and Air Force personnel, plus how many scientists?
Only the 3 radio-electronic scientists who developed this system.
And that's all?
That's all.
Read me the names, please, Joe.
Okay, Lee. General J.T. Donning, General L.M. Painter, Colonel R.A. White. That's all the Air Force officers. Then there's the 3 Boffins, Dr. Max Heinekett, Dr. Lewis Stevens.
Well, let's hope this launch is successful.
Lee, I don't have to tell you how worried I am. In 2 weeks, we haven't had a single lead on how that previous information leaked out.
Don't worry too much, Joe. We got a good chance this time.
By changing the frequency reading?
Yeah.
So the way I see it, the position is this. Up to half an hour ago, all the key personnel on that list had been told that the frequency figure for this launch was still the old figure, 45.3.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this last-minute switch to the figure, what was it again, Lee?
47.9. Dr. Honeycutt, one of the 3 scientists, should be attending to that right now. I told him to do so 10 minutes before takeoff.
Yeah, this means that whoever is giving that information hasn't got a chance to pass it at such short notice.
Okay. So the rocket gets launched finally, we hope. But that still doesn't give us the identity of the spy.
It may, Joe. It may.
No precedent from military and FBI personnel interfering in this way in my scientific work.
Yeah, I see your point, Dr. Honeycutt.
Yeah.
But I do assure you that sometimes the demands of security must override other considerations.
Well, that's all very well, but I resent this not having been explained to me. The purpose of this last-minute switch in the frequency figure. As senior scientist in charge of this project, I have a right to know, surely.
Strangely enough, Doctor, you have no right to know.
Huh?
No, this is purely an FBI top security matter. That is why Mr. Bridges and I are present.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing.
You talk to me after the launching, and I'll answer that question.
The countdown will begin in precisely 10 seconds from now.
Yeah, I got my fingers and my toes crossed, Lee.
5 seconds. Countdown begins now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lifting our fast schedule.
There she goes. Oh. Seems okay. Well, it's going higher than the other one.
No indication of jamming.
Altitude, 20,000 feet. Stand by for first alteration, of course.
Now, she's going to make it.
That looks great on the TV screen here.
Retracking, successful. All flight patterns normal. 60,000 feet. Still climbing as per schedule. 75,000 feet. All flight patterns normal.
Looks fine this time, Lee. If anybody got this new frequency, we'd have known by now.
Johnny, ask the scanner operator if he's spotting any attempts at jamming on any other frequency.
All right.
That's beautiful. Most successful. Our system works.
Oh, Doctor. Hmm? Still wondering what I'm doing here?
Okay, Mr. Masters, point seven.
Still tracking on 47.9?
On the button.
See, Linda, I've just spoken with the scanner operator, and there's jamming taking place, but big.
Oh?
You know, on the old wavelength, 45.3.
Well, that figures.
And our anonymous friend had no time to pass the new figure to the Reds. He had a great idea to stage a switch at the last minute.
Well, I think I'm beginning to understand everything.
Good.
I owe you an apology, Mr. Masters.
Forget it. Just don't say anything to anybody until further notice.
Oh, you have my word. Well, this is a great personal triumph for my two colleagues and myself.
Oh, your two colleagues. Yeah, I'd like to meet them. Congratulate them.
Oh, certainly. Lewis or Simon?
Not Lewis Stevens, Doctor. Huh? Just Simon Baxter. It's him I want to talk to.
Oh, well, it's okay, Lewis. Hey, Simon, would you come over here a moment?
All right, Johnny.
Johnny, stand by. Huh? Stand by. Do as I tell you.
Okay, man.
Now, hello, Simon. Now, how do you feel?
Oh, great. Just great. Yeah. Not that perfect launching, anyone will feel great.
Simon, I'd like you to meet Lee Masters and Johnny Bridges, FBI. Well, Colonel Madison, you already know. Simon Baxter.
Well, glad to know you, Mr. Masters. Mr. Bridges.
Hello. Well, Dr. Baxter, you must be having quite a celebration in your family today.
Celebration?
Yeah. Two events to celebrate. Your invaluable participation in the launching today, and your brother, Quentin Baxter, winning the grand final chess contest yesterday against the Russian, Dimitrov.
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud of him. He's a wonderful player.
But unorthodox.
Yeah, well, that's Quentin, you know.
Some of the moves he made when I attended the stalemate 2 weeks ago. Most unusual.
Well, as I say, Quentin always did have it in him.
Tell me, Dr. Baxter, do you play chess?
Oh, badly, I'm afraid.
Uh-huh. Did you see your brother's first contest against the Russian Dimitrov 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I saw it.
And what did you think of it?
Come again?
The move sequence.
Oh, well, like I said, I'm a very poor player.
You're a very poor liar also.
Hold on.
Simon Baxter, I'm arresting you on a charge of espionage, sabotage, and subversive activity.
There must be some mistake.
Of course there's a mistake.
No, I assure you, gentlemen, there's no mistake.
Well, what is this, some kind of joke or something?
Am I laughing? Johnny, hold him.
Right.
Colonel Madison will place him under arrest.
Lee, are you sure? Because it's...
Just hold him in custody for an hour or two, Joe. That's all I need.
Okay, Lee. This had better be good, though. Come on, Baxter.
Now, look here. This is an insult. I'll throw the book at you, Master. Just you wait.
Now, Baxter, that's enough.
Come on, Johnny. We haven't got time to discuss anything.
Where are we going?
Arrange a car quickly. Plus a small detachment of military police, say six men.
Yeah, but...
Fast, Johnny.
This is where Baxter lives, and he's in this part of the world.
And now, let me get this straight. This is the chess-playing Baxter. Quentin, the scientist's brother?
Right. Don't worry, Johnny. I'll explain it all later.
You can count me in on that.
Yeah, you too, Joe. But right now, are the military police detachment with you?
Yeah, six of them, as you said.
Good. Now, which floor does Baxter live?
18th.
Right. Let's go. And I only hope we're not too late.
Now, this way, Lee. Just over here.
Here's the apartment, 1810.
The military policeman standing by?
Yep.
Right, Johnny. Knock.
Okay.
Try again.
Well, it looks like they're...
What is it?
FBI.
Huh? What the heck do you want?
We want to talk to you. You are Quentin Baxter?
I'm not letting anyone in.
Now listen, Baxter. This is Colonel Madison, military intelligence. Open up.
Why?
We feel your life is in danger.
My life?
Well, that's it, mister.
How do I know you're from FBI?
You expecting someone else?
Oh, go away, will you? Leave me alone.
Baxter, we know all about you and your brother. Now, come on, open up.
No. No, you can't know.
Your brother, Simon Baxter, is in custody right at this moment.
I don't believe it.
Your little plan went wrong today, and it won't be long before the KGB boys tumble to it. When that happens, I wouldn't give a tin dime for your life.
KGB... kind of gone wrong. Looks like I got no choice. I'll be with you in a minute. Won't be long. Won't be long.
Yeah, what do you think, Lee?
We'll give him a few seconds.
I didn't like the sound of his voice. It sounded sort of odd.
That's what I'm worried about.
You think he may try to make a break for it?
That's the least of my worries. Quentin Baxter at this moment in time is like a hunted animal, trapped in between two enemies. Doesn't matter very much who finally nets him. Either way, he loses. And when that's the case, anything can happen. And often does.
Shall I break the door down?
There are plenty of time now. Okay, Joe, get two of your men up here and we'll go in. It had to be the two Baxter brothers working together.
Yeah, but what first put you onto them, Lee, huh?
When Joe read out that list of personnel who were in on the top secret details of the rocket system.
Yeah, it's funny, because when I heard the name Baxter rang a bell, I didn't connect the sinus with the chess player.
Yeah, well, after that, my mind went back to that first chess match we went to between Quentin Baxter and Dimitrov. You remember how we were both puzzled at the silly move sequence Baxter made?
Yeah.
Just as he seemed to have Dimitrov licked.
Yeah, but... you mean that Baxter passed the information about wavelength frequencies through his move sequences?
Right. The sequence was, as I remember it, bishop to bishop's four, knight to queen's five, and ultimately pawn to castle three. Now, if you take just the figures of those moves, you get four, five, then pawn, standing for point, then three. So, 45.3. Well, this was the figure that Simon Baxter was bound to know in advance, and which he passed on to his brother to pass on to Dimitrov, and so into enemy hands.
Well, that's neat.
And that's not all. That series of moves were certain to end up in stalemate, thus ensuring a return match in 2 weeks' time, just before what was to have been the second phase in the launching program.
And that's why you hit on the idea of changing the frequency at the last moment before the launching?
Yeah, but I got Honeycutt to do it without telling Baxter.
Yeah, so what are we left with? Quentin Baxter shoots himself, and Simon Baxter inside for,
15 years.
Well, here we are. Hamburgers for two as ordered.
Well, thanks, Sam. That's very welcome.
Now you can say that again. Come here, you lovely little hamburger, you. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Munch!
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.